from John chapter 15, the words of Jesus. I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. The Gospel of our Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this privilege that we have of gathering together to worship you, to hear your word, to be nurtured in your presence as you promised to be where we gather in your name. Lord, we remember today our brothers and sisters around the world who don't have the same privilege to gather without fear, without persecution. And we pray, Lord, for these brothers and sisters that they'd be strengthened in their faith and emboldened in their witness, and that they would know your love all the more firmly in the midst of their hardships. And Lord, while we're here, we ask that your Spirit would take this word and apply it to our lives, that we would be brought to the fullness of maturity in Christ, that our lives would bring you much glory. So we welcome your work among us now, Lord. In Jesus we pray. So a few weeks ago, we heard Jesus talking to Peter, and by extension, us. If you love me, feed my sheep, tend my lambs, care practically for my people. And then last week, we heard the command to continue this love. And in 1 John, we heard, dear children, let us not love just with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And we learn about if someone has material needs and we don't take care of them, how can the love of God be in us? That was last week's reading. This week we hear even more about love. And the challenge is really, really strong. Jesus says that we are to remain in him so that we can produce much fruit. And he says that if we remain in him, we will produce much fruit. And if we don't remain in him, we cannot produce fruit. So let's just think a little bit about what is this fruit that Jesus is asking to be produced in our lives. That we look more like him, that we act more like him? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can go to the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. By the way, It's fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. The Holy Spirit wants to produce all of those in us. So not just love and joy, he also wants to produce patience in you. He also wants to produce kindness in you. And if he's working in you, he's going to be doing that. And you know how you get patience? By having situations you don't want to be patient in. Do you know how you get kindness? By having opportunities to practice kindness and gentleness where you wouldn't necessarily feel like doing that. But it's all about the life of God getting formed in us so that it gets formed through us, so that it gets distributed in the world through our lives. But the really important thing for you to remember is it's not about you producing fruit. It is not your love that's going to change the world. It is the love of God in you and through you that will change the world. And it will change the world if it's in you and gets a chance to get out through you. Sometimes it gets stuck. And then God's got to do his work of pruning. I discovered something this morning that I think I need to share with you. Most of your translations of Scripture have this verse, verse 2. My Father, the gardener, cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Or cleanses. Everybody will have a little footnote that says that word can also mean cleanse, so that it will be even more fruitful. But what I discovered this morning is that in Greek, the word cut off is not rightly translated cut off. In Greek, it's A-I-R-O. And it actually means to lift. It's fascinating. Every time that word is used in the New Testament, it is not translated cut off. It means lifted up. The 12 disciples, A-I-R-O'd the 12 baskets after Jesus fed the 5,000. He tells Simon to A-I-R-O your cross, to lift up. So here's the thing. What God wants to do when your life is not bearing fruit is to lift you up and cleanse you so that your life again bears fruit. Now, you know I know nothing about plants. I know well how to kill them. I don't know much about how to nurture them. But what I was reading about grapevines is that some of the branches will grow down, and they'll grow down to the dirt, and then as the leaves start getting covered with dirt, you're not going to get fruit produced on those branches. Those leaves will start to mildew. Does this make sense? Those of you who know about plants? And so if you want to get that branch producing again, it's got to get lifted up. It's got to get cleansed. And when it does, it will begin to bear fruit. Only new growth produces fruit. Oh, that's fascinating. How many of us are old growth people? We're living from the revelation of years ago. And the habits from years ago. And that is why every branch that does bear fruit, the Father prunes. And you know what? Pruning doesn't usually look very pretty. It kind of looks like you've killed it, at least for a while. Now, some of us, if we tried to prune, we probably would kill it. But here's the thing is, the Father's a good gardener.
He knows when to prune, and he knows how to prune, and he does prune. But pruning is not a very comfortable process, because it's not just dead branches that are getting cut off. It's what's alive. It's what's been growing and even producing. But you know what? God wants more out of your life than what's currently being produced. And so he's going to do this work of pruning so that your life will bear even more fruit, which is his love. How do we know that love is the fruit that he wants us to bear? Because he is love. That's what we heard in 1 John today. God is love. An apple tree produces apples. A grapevine produces grapes. True love produces love. And that's what he's expecting out of our lives. And when our lives are lived from his love and with his love to the world, he gets glory. But remember what this love is like. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Love is sacrificial. Love is costly because it demands something of us. Love gets us beyond ourselves, which means we have to die to ourselves. And you know what? Crucifying flesh is always painful. But real love doesn't just approve anything and everything that's going on. Real love cares enough to speak the truth, to warn and create boundaries that will protect. Real love is tough. Remain in me, Jesus says, as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Is it true that only Christians can love? No. But only Christians can love with the love of Christ. Because it's only by being attached to him that we can pass on what is his. And what he invites us to pass on will first create a death in us so that there is room for him in us to greatly love the world through us. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, once again, is it true that unless somebody's a Christian, they can't do anything with their life? No, it's not true. But you cannot accomplish the kingdom purpose. You cannot accomplish the eternal significance for which you were born and created unless you are in Christ and Christ is in you. And as he is in you and you are in him, love flows. And when love flows, that in itself can feel like pruning. And in fact, I think actually is pruning. You live in relationship with somebody else, you'll find yourself challenged and irritated and annoyed. You'll find yourself given opportunities to sacrifice that you don't feel like sacrificing for. And that's God pruning. Bringing to death what is flesh in you so that real life can flow through you. The fact that people irritate you, that's a fact. The closer you are to them, more likely you are to run into some of those irritations. People look great at a distance up close. Okay. As you live in relationship with people, you have opportunities to deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow Jesus. Taking up your cross is to serve and sacrifice for the benefit of others. That's what Jesus has done for us. And when we find ourselves irritated and annoyed, we are discovering things yet in us that are not like Christ, that He wants to remove so that our lives become even more beautiful. And so the answer isn't just to avoid and run from the people who annoy us. The answer is to run to Jesus and get His love for these people and let it come through us in a profound and powerful way that cleans us out as it flows through us. But I tell you, you try to love people on your own power, you'll get discouraged and worn out, and you'll get kind of bitter. But you let the love of God love people through you, you'll get refreshed. You'll get strengthened. You'll get to see God do amazing things. And some of those amazing things will be what He does in the lives of those that you're getting this opportunity to love. But some of the most amazing things that you will see is how He is changing your heart, how He's changing your values, how He's really bringing you to life. I want you to hear this again. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be complete. Do you get that? God wants you to so delight in life that joy is overflowing through you. And do you know when that happens? When your life isn't all about you. When your life is all about Him and His love going out around you. Joy like a fountain isn't trapped inside. His desire for you is that you live so vitally alive and filled with joy and filled with love that the world looks and says, "Wow, God." If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And how do you remain in Him? By keeping His commands. And what is His command? Love as He has loved you. That's sacrificial. That is over the top. It is patient and it is kind and it keeps no record of wrongs and it rejoices in the right. It hopes all things, believes all things, endures all things. God's love is supernatural. And that's the love that God calls you to. Not just natural love. Everybody in the world has natural love. Everybody's got some. Well, I guess there's a few psychopaths who don't. But in general, everyone in the world has natural love. There are those that are just easy for us to like. Our personalities click. And we don't know them all that well, so we really think that they're cool. And there are those who do so much for us, and so we just respond so easily to those, you know, those who are nice to us, pretty easy for us to be nice to them. That's natural love. And it's good. It's just God invites you to so much more. You're invited to love the people that are unlovely. You're invited to love and to bless those who will not love and bless you back, or who cannot love and bless you back. Supernatural love. First commandment, love God. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. Live out your love for God by loving others. Jesus says all the law and the prophets hang on those two commands. It's all about love. Not your love. His love for you. His love through you. You abide in him. He abides in you. Your life produces love. Supernatural love that gives much glory.